Okay, we're starting today the Drush HaTshi'i, the ninth drasha. In the Mosad Rav Kook's, it's on page Shin Lamed Beis. This drasha is talking about Parshas Vayeschanan. Now, the Ran is going to, at least at the beginning here, describe the differences between Parshas Dvarim and Parshas Vayeschanan, where in both places Moshe seems to be talking about some of the bad things that the Jewish people did. So, starts the Ran. Someone who wants to straighten someone who did something wrong. You want to give a person Moshe, you want to help them go back to the straight and narrow path. There's two ways to, or two parts really that you need. Two ways to make a person go back to the straight path. One of them is, first of all, you have to tell him what he did wrong. So you have to give him Moshe, rebuke. So that he doesn't go back to his old ways. He calls man shiyala made of mechatasa asher chata, because as long as this person isn't thinking about what he did wrong and doesn't notice that he did anything wrong, yefshar shiyashav menu. Obviously, the person's not going to repent and do tshuva if they don't realize they did anything wrong. K'ma'achula shiyala made of mechalyo shiyefshar shiyashrapi. Just like a sick person who's not aware that they're sick, so they're not going to get better because they don't know that they're sick, that they should be taking medicines. L'fikach, like similar to someone who has cancer, Rachmana Latzlan. So if they don't know they're sick, they just keep get sick, and then eventually they'll die. So it's very important to a person to know that they're sick. So too, when someone sins, it's very important for them to realize and be told that they did something wrong, so they know to try to get better. Ulufikach, therefore, Amr David Alav Hashalom Davar said, Ki pishi ani eida v'chatasi negdi tamid. David says in Tehillim that I know my sins, and my sins are in front of me always. In other words, always thinking about what he did wrong, so this way he can get back to the right path. So derech ha'echa, that's one way. And derech ha'sheni, the second thing is she'adienu shu'muchin lahasik ma'alek doli. You have to tell the person that you're not a low person. You're a high person. Shim kol ma'sheve, because with everything you did wrong, hu ahov v'nirtza esel misha yirtza la'kruvi olav. You're still beloved and wanted by the person who wants to bring you close. In other words, if a person does something wrong, and then they're told, let's say spouses are fighting, right? And one of the spouses is really terribly wrong. But they don't realize that they're terribly wrong. They think they're the good person. And then someone points out to them how bad they were. So if a person feels like, oh, I've been so bad, this person probably never wants to ever talk to me again. So then you got a problem. But if the person understands that their spouse still loves them and wants them to just fix it and then make it all better, so then you'll try. So the same thing. So if a person sins, if you tell them, you're terrible, you're horrible, you don't do all these horrible things, then they feel bad. They think, all right, I'm done. So I forget Hashem. I did so many averes. Hashem obviously never wants to talk to me again and never wants to be close, let me be close to him again. And then they give up and they do more averes, and they certainly don't repent for what they did wrong already. So the other thing I need to tell a person is that you're on a high level just by being a yid. And Hashem wants you to return to Him. Hashem wants you to become close, and you shouldn't give up because Hashem still loves you. With these two things, He Haishir Moshe es Yisrael. So Moshe tried to straighten the Bnei Yisrael by saying both these things, and that's the difference between Parshas Dvarim and Parshas Vayechanan. Rishona, originally at the beginning, Pasach b'Divrei Tochachos, Dvarim starts with Moshe giving them Moser. V'Hodiyah Miktareis Asher Hev. When in short form, Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, in Parshas Dvarim, all the things they did wrong. That's the Parshas Eila Dvarim. And now in Parshas Vayeschanan, Kadesh Lo Terapena Yadeim V'Yomru Noash, Mi'idabek V'Hashem Yisbarach. And so now in this Parshas in Vayeschanan, so that the Jewish people should not feel like, oh, forget it, there's no point, we've been so bad, we're so far, there's no chance. And they give up from trying to get close to Hashem and to be davek to Hashem, because they're so embarrassed and feel silly about what they did wrong, so they feel like there's no hope. So therefore, Hodiyah Meparshas, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, Ki odem nirtzim el Hashem, Hashem still wants them, still loves them. That they're even more beloved, the Jewish people are even more beloved to Hashem, more than Moshe himself. Asher hayav b'Torah b'chachma nevius, who was the greatest in Torah and wisdom and prophecy, still Hashem loved the Jewish people more than Moshe. The Herelim lehem zeh, he pointed this out to them, he showed it to them that he was right. She'tzil lefneim she'mitzad shug shaga, so Moshe is trying to show them this fact, that Hashem loved the Jewish people more than him, because When Moshe sinned, Hashem is trying to, Moshe tried to show them that when Moshe sinned, when Moshe did this little avera, hitting the rock, which he talked about at length in the last Rasha, the Hekel Bechvodim Shal Yisrael, and he got angry at the Jewish people. And remember, he said, Shimuna Hamorim, listen, you rebellious ones, who are complaining about the water, and said we should go back to Mitzrayim. So Moshe got angry at the Jewish people. And according to the Ran, that was his sin. He shouldn't have gotten angry. I'm sorry, that wasn't the whole, the sin was hitting the rock. But he also sinned in that he got angry at them. And he shouldn't have gotten angry at them, and that was a degradation to the honor of the Jewish people. So, im heyos Yisrael chotim bedover hu atzma paatzmo, even though he was right that the Jews were wrong, they shouldn't have sinned in this way and complained in the way they did. And the last drush, if you remember, he made it that it wasn't so bad really what they said. But here he's saying, well, they shouldn't have complained and said, we want to go back to Egypt, and why didn't you give us water? There was an element of an avera. And Moshe got angry, but he shouldn't have gotten angry. I guess because it wasn't so bad, like Tzvi explained in the last drasha. So it was a little avera. Moshe got angry, and therefore that caused him to tirak. Still, Hashem did not want to forgive Moshe, did not forgive Moshe, because there was an element to this avera, the story of the hitting the rock, of knocking the honor of the Jewish people. So you see, Moshe saying to them, Hashem loves you more, even when you sin, more than me. V'zeo shomer hakasev, and this is what the pasuk says in Vayeschanan. It says, V'yis'aber Hashem bi lema'anchem, Hashem got angry at me for you. Right? Lema'anchem means for you. Hashem got angry at me for you. V'o shomer elai, and didn't listen to me to forgive my avir and let me go into Israel. V'beseder elo dvar, but in dvar, when Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the sin of them complaining about the water, and that he hit the rock, amar gam bi hisanaf Hashem biglalchem. There he says, Hashem got angry at me for hitting the rock because of you. So that's very different than lema'anchem. Lema'anchem, Hashem got angry at me for you. That's what he says in Vayeschanan. And in Devarim, he said, Hashem got angry at me because of you guys. Ve'im pir shnei amikros eila echad. This is not, those two psukim do not mean the same thing. Ki b'seder eila Devarim in parshas Devarim mitzad shehu miyashir osam al tzadot tachachos k'moshe kasavti. It seems the whole point of parshas Devarim is to give the Jewish Bnei Israel Musar direct, hit them over the head, tell them straight, you guys are sinners, you did wrong. So there he says, Gambi sanaf Hashem beglalchem. He says, because of this avera that I did of hitting the rock, Hashem got angry at me, and it's really because you guys, you caused it. Kolomer, as if to say, Shelo daisha garam temra la'atzmachem, it's not enough that you did bad for yourselves, and that you complained, and you shouldn't have complained. Aval gam elai harios, you also hurt me. Beglalchem, because of you guys, ubisibaschem, and because of you, his anaf bi Hashem, Hashem got angry at me. It's all giving them mussar about their averos. Aval kan, but here in Vayeschanan, lo ba alak avanazos. Here in Vayeschanan, Moshe doesn't come to give them mussar in that way, saying they sinned. Ki mitzad shayim yashir asam amodiyah ma'alasam chibasam itzalamakam. In Parshas Vayeschanan, the whole point is to show the Jewish people how even though they sinned, Hashem still loves them and how great they are. So therefore, hodiyam ki Hashem yisbarach l'sham alakolo l'chvodim sheyisrael. Therefore, in Vayeschanan, Moshe wants to say, even though you guys were sinners, Hashem didn't forgive me because he takes your honor so seriously. Because there's a great difference between the words biglalchem, that Hashem punished me because of you, meaning you caused the whole thing, and as opposed to the lashon in Vayeschanan, which is for you, Hashem punished me for you, meaning and won't forgive me for you because of your honor, Hashem won't forgive me. So in Vayeschanan, he's trying to show the Jewish people how great they are. Just if you look in Devarim at this pasuk, you'll see that it seems to have been talking about not going into Eretz Yisrael because of the Chet HaMeraglim. But when Moshe says Hashem also got angry at me, that part refers to the sin of hitting the rock and all that went into it. The Beglalchem is because of you, is because the Jews caused that whole story to happen by complaining. Okay, Mitzura. Furthermore, ki lemaila hu Musav al tchila sakas. In Devarim, it's talking about the beginning of the anger. Vein safek shehoyu Yisrael sibam menu, and it's clear that the Jewish people had a part in that. V'kanhu musav al shalohayse tfiloso nishmas. Here, we're not talking about, here in Vayeschanan, we're not talking about how the Jews had a part in Moshe's sin, because they complained. Here we're talking about Moshe talking about how his tfilos were not answered. And Moshe's trying to explain, I davened so much to Hashem by Eschanan, right? That's where Eschanan starts. I davened so much to Hashem to let me into Israel, and he still won't, and now he's explaining, why won't Hashem let me in? Because it was Lamanchem. It was for you, because you, Hashem, was standing up for your honor. That's what we learned in the Medrash. The Medrash says in Vayeschanan that Hashem got angry at me for you. Mahu Vayisaber. What does the words Vayisaber mean? Rabbi Huda Rem Nechemya. So Rabbi Huda Rem Nechemya disagree. Chad Amr Nesmala Alai Evra. One says it means that Hashem got angry at me. The Chad Amr also see Ki Isha Ubarash Lahaisi Yechol Lashemis Mimei Ubra. That Hashem made me like a pregnant woman who couldn't sit because of her, or couldn't rest, whatever, because of her baby that was in her stomach. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, he's going to explain what that means. Hashem said to Moshe, Atahu dugma shel dayanim. He said, you will be an example for judges. Shelo yiu bnei banai bayim ladun etzal dayanim v'hei mekal lemosam. I don't want it that the judges of the Jewish people should go cursing out the Jews that come to them. And they, you know, they may come with a story to Beis Din that makes, let's say, the dayanim pretty angry. And maybe the dayanim will say, you terrible crook, you bum, and say horrible things to people who come to them l'din, just maybe justified, maybe not. Either way, Hashem doesn't want the dayanim, the judges of the Jewish people, to talk disparagingly to the Jewish people. So Moshe had sinned by getting angry at the Jewish people, and Moshe got punished for getting angry at them. So Hashem is saying, Moshe, you're going to be my example, so that future judges, if they see people come to their court, they got to control themselves, not get carried, you know, not get angry at them. And in Sifri it says, "Vayomer Hashem Eli Rav Lach." Hashem said that Moshe says, Hashem said to me, "It's enough for you." Amrlo, Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, "Dugmata osel dayanim. You're going to be a example for the judges." Yomru, they will say. The judges will say. Future Jewish judges will say. Ma Moshe shaya chacham chachamim v'gadol gedolim. If Moshe, who was the greatest of all people, onasal akadosh baruch hu panim, Hashem still would not forgive him. She'amar shimuna hamorim, because he said, "Listen, you rebellious ones." V'nigzer gzeir shli kanes la'aretz, and because of that, no matter how much Moshe davened and felt bad, he still couldn't go into Israel. Hamaanin es hadin, hamaavsin es hadin, alachas kama v'kana. So someone who is a bad judge messes up the judgment, so certainly they will get punished. If Moshe was angry, and not necessarily wrong to get angry 100%, and that the Jews had some sin there, he still got an gzeira. So certainly judges who mess up the judgment or do the judgment process wrong, so certainly they'll be punished. Point of the Ran says is Hariyai Biaru Baseno. The point is that Chazal were telling us Shapirish Mikrazeh that the pasuk of Isaber Hashem Bilamanchem was Shemipnei Kvodim Sheyisrael Okibel Hashem Tfilas Yisbarach. It's because of the honor of the Jewish people that Hashem didn't accept their tefillah. That's what the Ran wants this for. It's just trying to show that the point of this pasuk of Isaber Hashem Bilamanchem, that Hashem get angry at me for you, meant it was to stand up for the Jewish honor, and that this way future judges will know not to get angry at the Jewish people. So Hashem was, that's what it meant. Hashem was made like a pregnant lady who can't rest because of her womb, because of the future that would come from this. Okay, aval elu hamidrashim hitu ktsasim farshim. Now we digress slightly. The point here was to show that that pasuk in Vayeschanan, and the whole point of Vayeschanan is to say good things about the Jewish people, but in that part of hitting the rock, it made some of Farshim make a mistake. Shemitochem chashvu, from those midrashim they thought shechetu shel Moshe im pnei shamer shemuna hamorim. They thought, oh well, this is clear. Therefore, that the sin of hitting the rock had nothing to do with hitting the rock, but it was the fact that he said shemuna hamorim. The fact that he said, you rebellious ones. In other words, that he got angry at the Jewish people and didn't talk nicely to them. That must have been the main avera, not that he hit the rock. Ve'ein okein, and that is not true. Remember, in the last Rashi explained at great length that the real avera was the hitting of the rock and the chilul Hashem that came from it not looking right. Shrei Amar Arkasov al cheto yan lohem manta bi lak tishen alei v'ein Yisrael, because the pasuk says the avera that Moshe did was that he didn't have emunah in Hashem to be Mekadesh Hashem Leinei Bnei Yisrael, right? It was a chilul Hashem that the first time, according to the Ran, the first time Moshe hit the rock, a little bit came out, and then the second time he hit the rock, a ton came out. It looked like a trick a little bit. So that's why it was a big chilul Hashem, which was supposed to be a kiddush Hashem. That was the Avera. Moshe made a mistake. Those words would not fit if the main Avera was that Moshe got angry at the Jewish people and did not speak to them properly. That's not what the words sound like. It sounds like there was a lack of Kiddush Hashem. Even though the Rambam, that is how he understands, the Rambam in Shmona Prakim says that that was Moshe's Avera, that he got angry at them. The Rambam has a dochik, how to fit those words in, but the Ran says that's not really the pshat. That wasn't the main Avera, the fact that they got angry at the Jewish people. The main Avera was the fact that they hit the rock. Avalikra Adavar Kachu. The real thing is like this. Shemoshe Ben Olav HaShalom Chata Mitzad Echad B'mei Meriva. Moshe did a certain Avera in the story of Mei Meriva with the rock. Mipnei Shekvar Biyarte Cheta B'makam Acher. And since I already explained this in someplace else, last Russia. Lo afreshenu achshav, I'll not go into it again. V'meyosh ikr cheta lo haya mitzad mash amr shimuna hamorim. Now, it wasn't, his main sin was not that he said, listen here, you rebellious ones, and got angry. Im kol zeh, but still, b'dibar hu ba'atz moshaga, but that wasn't right either, what Moshe said. When Moshe said, shimuna hamorim, so Chazal say that there was something wrong with that. At she'efshar shemitzad ha'dibar hu ba'alo ashkaga acheres. It could be that because of this mistake, about getting angry at the Jewish people and saying Shimuna Hamorim, that caused the other problem. This little Avera of getting angry may have caused the bigger Avera of hitting the rock. Like Chazal tell us that when a person comes to anger, they make mistakes. That, and I already explained this, the Avera that Moshe did was not, the main one is not the anger of Aldavar Acher Mesov of Mimena, but what came out of the anger. So the Avera, it's the main Avera wasn't the anger, but the anger did cause what happened after that. Because Moshe got angry, therefore he made a mistake. Okay, Vinisarun Rabbi Sino Zalbakan, and Chazal talked about this here, in Vayeschanan, Mipnei Shiro Shepar Shazumi, who said as Vechvodum Amal Asum Shal Yisho, because they saw, like the Ran understands, that the point of this parsha of Vayeschanan was to say the good things about the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to try to show the Jewish people how much beloved they were by Hashem. And on this way, so if so, when the Pasuk says in Vayeschanan, Hashem got angry at me for you, it's not the same as Hashem got angry at me because of you. Because if so, you, divrei teuchachos, then it'll be more moser, not words of making them feel better and know that Hashem really wants them. Therefore, the correct pshat in the pasuk in Vayeschanan is Shemosha Amar Lehem. Moshe said to them, Shemayosha Ikir Cheto Hayyabadaver Echad Chamer Mimenu. Even though, getting back to the whole point, even though Moshe's main avera was something that had nothing to do with getting angry at them directly, what it was is hitting the rock, but it was a little bit connected because Moshe got angry, which was a degradation, a zilzul, degradation of the honor of the Jewish people. So that caused it. That was a little bit part of it. Therefore, Hashem Yisbarach Hayinosal Pisho Umavir Alavono. I'm sorry. For the bigger Avera, Hashem would have forgiven the Jew, Moshe, and let him go into Israel. In lo mitach nishtatif b'chetahu ezech zilzul b'chvodin for Israel. If not for the part of the Avera that had to do with him getting mad at the Jewish people, Hashem would have forgiven him, even for hitting the rock. Hashem would have forgiven him. That's what Moshe is saying. Even the hitting the rock, it was bad, Hashem would have forgiven me. The little teeny Avera about I got a little bit too angry, which led me to make the mistake, the fact that it was a zilzal in the covenant of Israel, Hashem would not forgive him no matter what. And on this way, Nistalik v'nizbar savak acher. This will explain something else. I think that will go a little too long. So, we'll start from here next time, Yirtzeh Hashem.